Hi friends, welcome to Nutri Mantra. Today's topic is a bit technical and I will try my level best to make it easy to comprehend. So let's start, shall we? Glycemic index. Have you come across this term yet? The concept of glycemic index was developed by Dr. David J. Jenkins and his colleagues somewhere around 1980-81. It is basically a scale which rates food on a scale of 1 to 100, where glucose is considered as the main reference point. Glucose is given a value of 100 and all other foods are compared to glucose. So basically what is done is that how much is the increase in blood sugar when 50 gram of that particular food is absorbed into the blood, and accordingly a value is given. So if the GI value is 70 or above, the food is considered as a high glycemic index food. 56 to 69 is a medium glycemic index food, and less than 55 indicates low glycemic index. So simply put, a food which does not lead to a sharp increase in blood sugar post its digestion and absorption is a low glycemic index food. So friends, if you are trying to manage your blood sugar or if you are trying to lose weight, select foods with low glycemic index as they will cause a slower rise in blood sugar and also will help keep your weight under check. Okay? Apart from knowing the glycemic value of a particular food, there are also other factors which can help us in managing blood sugar in a better way. What are they? Firstly, carbohydrates should be distributed evenly during the day. Not one single meal should be loaded with carbohydrate and others without carbohydrate. Secondly, we should focus on eating small frequent meals rather than having two large meals or three large meals. Another factor is the form of food. Like for example, is it solid or liquid? Let me elaborate this point. A liquid food is easier to digest. So the faster it gets digested, it will increase the blood sugar suddenly versus a solid food, like a fruit versus fruit juice. Okay? Similarly, if a food is raw or if it is cooked, okay? Raw foods are absorbed slowly over cooked foods. So, salads over a cooked vegetable, right? And whole foods are slowly digested and absorbed compared to processed foods. Now, if I compare whole foods to processed foods, I mean here a whole grain cereal like a whole grain wheat flour versus white flour. Okay, so that weighs. So to recapitulate, high fiber foods like whole grain cereals, whole grain pulses, unprocessed foods like fruits, vegetables, raw or semi-cooked foods, they have a low glycemic index, they increase the blood sugar gradually and thus should be incorporated in our diet so as to manage the blood sugar levels and also if we are trying to watch our weight. So friends, I am hoping that I was able to make you understand the concept of glycemic index in an easier way. Keep listening to Nutri Mantra. Stay healthy, stay happy. Bye bye.